It's a great joy to have Brother and Sister Bowling tonight. Want them to come and sing, preach, take their liberty in the Lord. Would you stretch your hands toward heaven? Ask God to bless them tonight as they bless us. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for the day you've given to us. Thank you for your grace and your power. Father, just let your will be done tonight. Anoint the man of God and open our ears to hear, our hearts to believe and receive the things of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Enjoyed that good singing. Hallelujah. You evangelize like we do. You don't always go to good churches that have good singing. So I really appreciate it so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Great to be here. Always enjoy being here. And we appreciate you so much for the offering. May God bless you. Amen. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great to be with you tonight. Appreciate being able to change this service around where I get to see some of you I might not have gotten to see to see. And so we're thankful for this service tonight. Appreciate the offering. May God bless you there. He will. You can't outgive God. Just try it. You'll get blessed. Amen. You'll get blessed. Good to be with Brother and Sister Ralston. Appreciate them. Known them for years. That sounds like a long time, don't it? Amen. Long time. But we're just thankful for all that God's doing for y'all right here. Amen. The seminary, the school, and all you're working and doing, going. Commend you for that. Praise God. We need all of that. And going out and preaching and singing and carrying on and telling the story of the Lord. And it's you are to be commended. Praise God. It's great to be alive in this last day. We're eligible to see dead bodies rise from the ground. I want to live like he's going to come back tonight. Amen. He's coming after those that are looking for him again the second time without sin unto salvation. Looking for the coming of the Lord. And God is smart, intelligent. All we got to do is follow him. Amen. That old devil never had any sense leaving heaven to begin with. And he's in trouble. He's in trouble. But God is great, isn't he? Hallelujah. So good to be in this service tonight and to be down in this area and looking forward to what God's going to do in this altar. That's the most important part of any service is the altar. Amen. Appreciate my wife so much. Amen. I was 21. She was 17 when we got married. Almost 18. I don't recommend that. We did it all right, but this is different day, different age. Amen. Different age. Amen. We was in a store, a Pentecostal store, thrift store. Wife loves Goodwill and all that. And many of her clothes come from there, and she's not ashamed of it. And so I went in there one day, and I don't usually stay long. Go back out in the car or the truck. But I went in and found me a real brand new sweater. And so I thought, well, I'm going to get this. $7. And it's like a $50 sweater, maybe more. So I took it up there. And she said, now, if you had someone with you over 50, you could get this 10% off. Oh, I felt real good. I said, see that woman right over there? That's my wife. She's over 50. I had a hat on, though, I will say that. Amen. But, I had a great day that whole day. Praise God. All right. How many is going to help me tonight? 2 Samuel chapter 28. Verse 11 and 12. Second Samuel chapter 28, verse 11 and 12. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground, everybody say ground, full of lentils, everybody say beans. And the people fled from the Philistine. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. Amen. You help me here for a little while tonight. I want to preach about this bean field. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you. Never done us nothing but good. Always been there. Count on you a million times out of a million. You're above all, through all, and in us all.
asking you tonight to minister right now through your vessel. Help me, Lord, that this will not be a sermon. It will be a message in your name to minister to the people that are here. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Saul hates David. Saul does not appreciate the government. Saul was jealous of God's hand on the man of God. Saul is thinking that he's going to lose his position. David never stole Saul's throne. The anointing gave it to David. David had a quite motley crew of men around Israel. They were shagbag type men. They were yet protecting many of the fields, protecting many of the people. And through David's anointing and leadership and devotion, amen, to God, he made these men, the Bible said, the mighty men. Not all of them were led of God. Not all of them listened perfectly to David. Amen. Some of them, the Bible said, were even the sons of the devil. But most were led of God through David's integrity. And three of his most special forces men, the Bible called them mighty men of valor, the single core man, as Jesus had the 12 apostles, so did David have these three men, Adonai, the Eznite, who slew in one time, in one battle, 800 men with just one spear. That's 200 shy of 1,000. Amen. But we know tonight that one man with God is a majority every time. The anointing must be moving our lives and touching other lives. Then the other one was Eleazar. He was, the Bible said, fought until his hand clave to that sword. Had to pry his fingers off of the handle of that sword. Amen. And then the third one was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. The Bible said the Philistines gathered in a troop coming against them. And the Bible said the people fled. But Shammah stayed alone. They were in fear. They were in confusion. But Shammah said, not on my watch. Amen. And the Bible said he defended the ground full of the lentils, full of the beans. His mind was made up. He had fight in his life. Praise God. And the Philistines' influence was nothing to him. In fact, it ended right there because he wasn't going to back up. He wasn't going to crawl dead out of this thing. His mind was made up. His foot was on the rock. I love somebody that will not give up. I love it when somebody will not give in. I love it when somebody's not going to drop out. I'll be honest with you. I don't have much for no matter what their name is, what position they are. If they're a quitter, I don't have much for a quitter. I cut the word quit out of my dictionaries. I don't even want to know what it means. Say amen. Praise God. Now, we are not told who owns this bean field. But we know that it was an Israelite, making it belong to Israel. And Shammah wasn't going to give this field up. Probably when the battle was over, there wasn't a bean worth eating. I mean, this was trauma. This was demolished, destroyed, mayhem, blood, violence, swords, spears. It was a mess. There was no harvest here. But he wasn't fighting for the beans. He was fighting for the ground. Amen. Now, for an onlooker, a bystander, to come by and see this carried out, amen, they're going to say, why fight over a common field? This isn't the tabernacle. This is not the temple of God that you're fighting over. And they think this seems to be a waste of time and effort. Why not make a treaty? Why not just give them the first year harvest? It's just a bean field anyway. Who cares that much to shed the blood? But here's the problem. You see, the uninvolved, the outsider, the bystander, everything with them has accommodation, has a way out, has an ideal, has another deal. Amen. They're the kind of people that chews gum in church 99 miles an hour and tries to sing Amazing Grace at the same time. Amen. The bystander, the uninvolved, the one that's contemplating everything instead of just standing their ground. They're the ones after the Sunday morning message of the pastor. They go home and it's Sunday dinner. They got a gizzard halfway down their throat and they're talking about the leadership of the church and down and the preacher and down and this. Hey, that's that kind. Hey, I'm glad I'm in the church. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood. I'm glad I know in whom I believe. Can you say amen? If you lose the field this year, they'll want it next year. If you give it to them now, they're going to want it the next time, the next year. Some things, when you lose it, it's hard to get it back. Things of value you let go now, you may not even get it back. The Philistines aren't going to stop at one field. Amen. The Philistines are there for the good. You see, because here's the very message I'm preaching tonight. The bean field is connected to the wheat field. And the wheat field is connected to the barley field. And the barley field is grown close to the barn. And the barn is real close to the house. And the house is where the family is. Amen. Shammah knew this, seen this, understood this, had this in his soul. You can't let the devil get a foothold in anything you've got. Every church that falls first, amen, the homes of that church fall before that church falls. There was first a home in this world, and then there was a church. No church is any better than the homes that make up that church. And no church is any greater or any spiritual than the homes that make up that church. And the devil knows that. And the Philistines knew that. Satan wants the family altar obliterated. alleviated and done away with and ignored in our homes today. The devil wants the rebellious teenager, amen, to still sing in the choir. The devil wants, amen, the jealous companion in the church to still teach on Sunday. The devil wants the house divided, because when it is divided, it cannot stand. Can you say amen? The Philistine crowd, amen, they want the house. And it starts when you give up the bean field and you don't take the stand on the outside, and you don't take the stand in your area and in your environment. Amen. What's more important in your house than anything? I'll tell you what is. Whatever you give the most attention to. It might be your iPhone, your iPad, your personal computer. It might be your hunting guns or your fishing rod. Amen. You can go on and on. None of these things are sinful. None of these things of the up above that I mentioned are sinful. It is the positioning of them. It is the priority that you have given them. It is the attention that you give them. Amen. We need greater and powerful homes. Can you say amen? Is your house built on a rock, yet your home is built on the sand? There's a difference between house and home. The Philistines are after the home. That's why they've got to get that bean field first. We better fight for our bean field. Amen. How you treat your companion is how you treat your God. Praise God. It's more important what you leave in your children than what you leave to your children. What you leave to them, they may fight after you're dead and gone over it and never talk to one another again. Don't move a fence post until you know why it was put there and who put it there. Don't ever put a gate where God has put a fence. The devil wants your house. The devil wants your children involved in human trafficking. There's a death, and he takes a state trooper with him and goes to the home of the one that's died. This man had died drunk. They got his license. He went to the home, the pastor and the trooper, knocked on the door. They opened the door, and it was a 14-year-old teenager and her mother. They said, "We have some bad news for you." He said, "Is this your husband?" "Yes, it is." He said, "I'm sadly to have to tell you that he died in a car wreck tonight." She said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm sure. If this is his picture, this is his license." "Yes." "You're sure he's dead?" He said, "Yes, ma'am, he died." She looked at that daughter. "You're not going to get molested no more. I'm not going to get beat up no more." They begin to praise his death. How does something like that happen? Somewhere along the way, they gave up that bean field in their life. Somewhere along the way, they may have never even been in the house of God. But the devil's mission for this church and every church in this union Amen. He wants that bean field because he's after that house. And if he can pervert the family, he can kill the church. And Shammah stood, and his stand is an example for you and I tonight. While others ran and fled, Shammah said, I'm not giving it up. I'm not going to give it up. I'm not giving the future crops up. I'm not giving the wheat field up. I'm not giving the barley field up. I'm not giving the barn up. I'm not giving the house up. Praise God. We've got to get that internal integrity. Amen. And that stamina in our life. And say, I'm not turning back. By the grace of God, I'm going to wear a shining crown someday. Can you see, man? You've got to make up your mind and get it nailed down that you're going to fight for the right. Why? Somebody is depending on you. The pulpit is designed to bring forth preaching. Preaching is for reproof, guidance, and help. The church is God's. The home is the Lord's. The families are the Father's. We don't have to go down like the Titanic. We don't have to go down, amen, and compromise. Can you say amen? We can't water down and survive. Make that stand at the home, and it'll follow into the church. Draw the line and stay out of the gray area. When you step backwards on issues that involve truth, it is a bridge that you will cross and never return. It is a position and vote that you will never change, except it'll change your character. Whenever you tamper with the anointing, you lose it, and you will accept the fake and the fraud, and you'll start covering up for what you've always known to be wrong. If you don't protect your bean patch, amen, you'll lose the wheat, you'll lose the barley, you'll lose the barn, and you'll lose your home. Preacher friend of mine who is now completely gone from holiness altogether got involved in the PTL crowd or TBN crowd, whatever it is. Come home for Christmas as mom and dad's. Two of the preachers in the area called knowing he was there, and they got him to come over to one of their offices at their church. The two preachers there and this brother. And they began to explain where he was and where he is now. And explained how horrible the change is. And how far he is from what he was taught and raised in a pastor's home. He wept and cried. And he just kept telling them, I can't get out of it. It's got a hold of my life. I cannot let loose of it. Wept and cried. If you don't defend that bean field, if you don't defend that bean field that God's give you, and that ground, amen, the devil's going to slip in glibly and get a hold of your family, your life, and you'll lose it. Brother Gene Huff used to have a plaque on his desk. If I gain the whole world and lose my own family, what have I gained?
better fight for that bean field. The Arlington National Cemetery. It's so wonderful to go there, especially the tomb of the unknown soldier, where pieces of their bodies from World War I, II, Korea, and Vietnam are placed in this tomb. The stately young man soldier guarding that tomb immaculately, perfectly marched back and forth. One occasion, people who seemingly forgot the American way and where we've been built on, that rioting crowd who burns the American flag and sews it on the seat of their pants. Why don't they light that one up? Say amen. Praise God. But they began taunting this soldier. He never flinched a muscle toward their ill way. He just kept going, eyes straight ahead, heels clicking as he turned about face. Amen. He was guarding the grave of the unknown soldier. He was guarding a memory and a past sacrifice. The unknown men that died for this nation. Those men that left their airports in America, crying on their mother's shoulder, hugging their dad, leaving. Amen. Did what they were ordered to do. Amen. But these fellas, they are ridiculously mocking him, trying to get him off beat. One of them jumped over the rope, and as soon as he put one foot on that rope, that soldier whipped around, injected that shell into that rifle, and was going to kill him right there. And that coward backed up. That coward crossed over back where he's supposed to be. And that soldier just kept on marching. Amen. I could just think and see him thinking in his mind, taunt me all you want, but I'm not going to desecrate this grave, this ground. Amen. There was some of those men, noble men that died and gave it for the cause. They knew what the Constitution stood for and knew what dying meant to them. Praise God. So this soldier guards the remains. Amen. Those that died at Hamburger Hill in the snows of Korea. Amen. The jungles of Vietnam. The memory will never be forgotten. Amen. God keeps a record. I seen them when I was there at the Black Wall, when mothers and dads weeping and crying have their hands on the name of their son. Amen. That had died crying and weeping. Amen. If we're going to survive in this last day, we're going to have to maintain the position that we started out in. Praise God. We're going to have to say, I'm not giving my bean field away. I'm not desecrating this great word of God that's been given to my life. Can you say amen? Give no place to the devil. That means give no foothold to that devil. Satan has a mission. Satan has a way that he knows every weakness of every one of us tonight. It all starts out with encroachment. The sneak, the slow change. If he can get the bean field, it's connected to the wheat, the barley, the barn, and the house. My mother, Brother Austin, they know my mother. They knew her. She never missed church. I'm talking about, I can never remember her ever missing church as I grew up. If she missed church, if she ever did, it would have been a tragic emergency. Prayed an hour and a half every day. She was a church taxi all the time. I was 1 and a half when she got saved, so I was raised in church. We always took the Purvises on the other side of the block to church. Two elderly people. I was a young boy. I did not like them. No air conditioning in the cars back then. So we couldn't roll the window down. A window be down, we pick her up. My hair. Oh, man. Then, when they got too old to go, then she started picking up the Morrises. Well, the Morrises had 7 children. I was in there like a sardine, going to church. Amen. The newspaper boy come by. She got him saved. He started coming. Then we started picking him up. I mean, that's just the way she was. She started a bus route when there wasn't even such a thing in holiness. She got 40 the first day on the bus route, the first Sunday. Amen. My brothers were 18 and 22. First time my mother even knew they drank alcohol was caught by her the first time, 18 and 22 years old. That was back in the mod look, the big thick belts. She whipped that thing out of the closet and she beat them down to a frazzle. I'm talking about whelks. Hey, man. I didn't love it. I hated it. It was an awful time. Amen. I was just 14 years old. Amen. But back then I wondered, why is she doing that? Didn't take me too long to figure it out. She was fighting for the beating field. Amen. She was fighting for the beating field. Amen. It took a few more years, but both of my brothers were in church. Amen. How does that happen? Somebody says, I'm not giving up my bean field. I don't care who it is. When you get rid and shove out and start ignoring the uncomfortable truths. Uncomfortable truths are standards that your flesh don't really like, but you know it's the right thing. When you ignore them and you'll lose the fight for it, you'll give it up. They'll talk you out of it. The devil is slick and glib. Amen. Follow me right here. Get what I'm going to tell you right here. Every act of flesh that we do as a Christian, Satan takes it as worship to him. Because God ain't got a thing to do with it. Flesh gives the devil a seat, a foothold, and a place in church when we allow it to happen. Flesh can't be ran off when it has a foothold or a place. And I've seen it in many a church where it's the presiding thing. And Satan has a right to be anywhere that flesh lives. We must guard the bean field. I don't want to be a disappointment to my son. I don't want to be a could have been or a should have been. I don't want to be a ought to have been. Brother Paul Stanley, I've been preaching for him for almost 40 years. He's up in his 80s. Massage parlor came in his town of Abingdon, small town. He drove by there on his way to work. He stopped in front of that. parked in the street, got out on the sidewalk and prayed for about 10 minutes or rebuking that place, burnt down the next week. Another one came in, set up. He waited, he got it all fixed. He pulled up in front of that in the street, got out on the sidewalk, rebuked it. Amen. Shut down in 1 month. Oh, my God. What was he doing? He was saying, I'm fighting for my bean field. This is my city. This is my town. I'm going to do what ought to be done. Amen. There's another generation coming up behind us, and they need the truth, and they need what's going to last, and they need the message. Right here. Right here. On this property. K through 12 school. Why? You're fighting for your bean field. Seminary. Why? Fighting for the bean field. We can't give it up. We cannot abandon this. We cannot allow the Philistines to make their way into us. If we do, there'll be no church tomorrow. There'll be no church that'll stand. There'll be no holiness message. It'll go down and down and down. Oh, God. Brother Mark, help me here. Every person here has a calling. What you've got to realize, you've got to stay in that call, in that calling. Don't get in somebody else's. Don't bug somebody else. Stay in your calling, and God will put you somewhere else when it's the right time. That's the intelligence of God. I preached for Brother Lee Strickler for years, revivals. He had a boy in his church, 13 years old. He was a nice kid. Prayed in the altars good every time I ever been there. He was not a handsome boy. He was teased at the public school relentlessly. Continually, every day that he went. Lost his personality. Stayed awake at night. Catch him sitting up in the living room. And what's wrong? I can't sleep. Walk in the woods just to be by himself and away from people. Never missed church. But he couldn't handle the abuse. Went into the garage, found a rope, carried that rope back into the woods where he'd walked many a time by himself. Found that favorite tree, brought him a chair along, stood up on that chair, made a perfect hanging noose. Put it around his neck. Kicked the chair out. 2 hours later, his sister found him, hollering for him to come to supper. Couldn't the parents see this coming? Couldn't his brothers and sisters do something about his loneliness, his depression? Couldn't the teacher step in and stop this ridicule and abuse?
Where was the love in that home? We know there's a void. Couldn't love clear out this darkness in this boy's life? Could be your son. You don't even know maybe where they're at in here. The problem with this boy, he was living in a house, but he wasn't living in a home. Even though they were good, strict people, they failed right there, somewhere. Only you can make that house a home. And I'll tell you where it starts. You already know. It starts in defending that bean field.
Woo! Let them laugh at us. Let them mock us. It don't matter. Woo! Halamaha. We're holding our ground. We're going to clench that sword of them to pride out of our hand, off of it. Amen. We're going to get that spear and we're going to fight like a helicopter. We're going to kill every devil and demon that comes along. Amen. The bean field, it must be protected. It must be guarded. Amen. Why? Because it leads to our wheat, and it leads to our barley, and it leads to our barn, and it leads to our home. The church is no better than the homes that make up that church. Let's stand. Sing it for me softly.